Let's check on some of the sayings that we have programmed into our system, what I call autopilot. And we'll actually be using this technique later on to program in some beneficial things into your dowsing system. So let's think about what kind of, let's call them non-beneficial things or detrimental things, do we have programmed in on autopilot? On days when you've faced a lot of challenges, you've had a really long day, it's been a real struggle, do you come home and say, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, things never work out right for me, I always have this difficulty? Do you ever catch yourself saying or thinking these things? Or do you know people that say this? You ever have people that are always on a downer in your life that come in and say, oh, it's not going to work, it's never going to happen? When we say anything after I am, we're putting that into creation. So if you say, I am tired, you're creating the situation of tired. And is that really what you want to create? Now, it's not that we want to ignore or put our heads in the sand and say, I don't feel it, because we do feel it. But let's see what it does to us to say, I feel tired versus I am tired. Feeling is something that is transient. It's a feeling. It just passes by like the breeze through the screen door. It's a feeling. You have it now. You may not have it later, or you might. It just passes on through. But when you say, I am, and then what you say afterward, you're creating. What do we say as the name of our creator? I am that I am. So we are creators made in the image of our creator. When we're saying, I am, whatever follows it is very, very significant. You ever tell your children, you're stupid? I am, you are, he is, she is. It's all part of the conjugations of the verb to be. You ever say, you're stupid? Or ever had anybody say it to you, you're stupid? That makes a creation imprint on the person you're saying it to and on yourself. With our dowsing, we'll be clearing off some of those things that have been imprinted and the beliefs that we're holding over a long period of time. But start thinking about that now. Think about those things and ask the angels to work with you and to cancel and clear. People hold on to these belief systems and they're totally false. The truth of who we are is, I am a magnificent spiritual being. You are a magnificent spiritual being. We're having these experiences here, incarnated on earth, to learn and grow as a soul. So it's very counterproductive or self-defeating to say, I am stupid, I am lazy, I am ignorant. If you say, I have that feeling at this time, that's a whole different thing. Just try it out on yourself. And you can even see, as I'm saying it, when I've doused energy fields of people, if they specifically say something simple like, I am tired, that seems harmless enough. Just like we did in the demonstration with the man and the woman about the jerk thoughts, it sucks your energy in just like the jerk idea. Whereas if you say, I know I'm a magnificent spiritual being, but right now I'm feeling tired, or I'm feeling a bit ignorant in this situation, or I'm feeling whatever. Just acknowledging, I know who I am, but in this situation, I'm feeling such and such. Then your energy field goes out big, like the lady on the left. You can get it beyond the wall. So these are just really simple things that I've learned using the dowsing technique to measure things in the unseen that are really not unseen at all. They're just like the stars in the sky. It's just a matter of timing when we can see them. The demonstrations and experiences that we've just had together show you a couple of things. It shows you that the unseen is really not that mysterious. Even your own thoughts are the unseen, and you're having those on a moment-to-moment basis. So that's part of the unseen world. And it also shows you that using the technique of dowsing, you can tap into that unseen, which is the divine intelligence. It is the divine database. By tapping into that database, you can get accurate, true answers about what is unseen. As we proceed, we'll be talking about more ways that you can use this in your daily life. And then we'll go into things about the history of it and how it works. Then we're going to give you the opportunity to experience using it for yourself and learning how to ask the right questions. We'll give you a step-by-step way to do this that's safe and effective, because we want to make sure that we really are tapping into the divine database when we're getting these answers. Not only will you be able to check on things in your own environment and your own world to see how these unseen energies are affecting you, we'll also learn how to clear them effectively. And you'll be able to do this for yourself, both in your environment and around yourself as a person. We have an exciting program for you, and this is just the beginning.